May my speaking and all our thinking be in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. These are the opening words of the Gospel that Will read for us today. Now, when John heard in prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? It is heartbreaking that now John needed to ask this question. When Matthew first introduced us to John, he was brimming with confidence in his message that people should repent because the coming of the Messiah was at hand. People were responding. They were flocking out of Jerusalem to be baptized by him. After me comes one who is mightier than I. I am not worthy to take off his shoes. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And when John first laid his eyes on Jesus, he knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was looking at the Messiah. But now, John is in solitary confinement in one of Herod's dungeons, and he is not so sure anymore. Now, John is disappointed and he is plagued by doubt. Clearly, John must have been profoundly unsettled by what was happening to him personally. He was in a dark cell, fearing for his life. But I am sure he would have suffered gladly and even gone to his death a happy man if he had received word that Jesus was living up to his expectations of the Messiah. But Jesus was not. Jesus was performing works of mercy. Jesus was preaching sermons about loving your adversary. Jesus was teaching people how to pray. Jesus was not confronting the Romans. Jesus was not throwing off oppression. Jesus was showing no indication that his leadership would bring about greater glories for the Jewish people than they had known since the days of King David and his son Solomon. John's once confident faith that a new day was about to dawn had been rocked. Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? That is a question born of disappointment. Does it strike you as curious that for the third Sunday of Advent, when all around excitement for Christmas is building, when we light a rose candle in our Advent wreath symbolizing joy, we are given a gospel passage about disappointment? I mean, Isn't this a little like the bride having cold feet on her wedding day? Aren't you left with a sense of it's too late for this? By this time, most of us have bought our trees. We have decorated our houses. We've been to at least one holiday party. We've gotten a good jump on our Christmas shopping. We've planned our Christmas meal. When we come to church, shouldn't we expect similar progress? Isn't it time for Mary and Joseph or angels or shepherds? Something that might help us get into the Christmas spirit? And then we hear, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" What are we supposed to do? Take all the gifts back? Jeff Bezos would not be pleased to know that we are being asked that question this late in the game. But isn't it true that in all cases, it is never too late to ask the question that must be asked? And John the Baptist's question is the question that must be asked before Advent is over and Christmas Eve is here. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Advent confronts us with that question, and we must all face it squarely. Even as we get all caught up in the busyness of the season, we must ask ourselves who Jesus is for us. And we must ask ourselves that question every year. It's not enough to know that we once said, "Jesus is the Christ. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us." With a change of place and with a change of time, our perspective can change. And it had for John. Back when he was fresh from the wilderness out by the River Jordan, in the midst of crowds eager for the baptism he offered, it took just one glimpse of Jesus for him to know he was the Messiah. But now, after a year rotting in a cell, and with messages about the work of Jesus that did not meet his expectations, he was dealing with disappointment, and so he was not one bit sure. Life changes for people even with the strongest of faiths. And when it does, their faith is challenged and they are left uncertain. It may be that they are betrayed by a loved one. It may be that the cancer they thought they had beaten returns. It may be that their church or a trusted priest has let them down. It may be that life is not turning out the way they had always thought it would. It may be that a spouse dies, and so they feel so alone in the world. It may be that they face financial challenges that they never thought would come their way. It may be that they do something foolish for which they cannot forgive themselves. It may be that they are disappointed in their children. Or perhaps worse, they feel that their children are disappointed in them. It may be that they have prayed their hearts out over a major challenge that they face, and it never goes away. We all know what causes us to check our faith. In all those circumstances of life, when the God whom we once knew to be love, who brought us so much peace and so much comfort, no longer seems to be up to the task. And we find ourselves asking, should we look for another? Christmas just isn't as easy for us as it once used to be. Its joys sound hollow. When those two messengers brought John's question to Jesus, it was clear that prison was causing John to lose his faith. Later, in the book of Acts, an angel freed Peter from prison. And similarly, an earthquake in Philippi freed Paul and Silas. Jesus could have miraculously freed John, but he didn't, and John was beheaded. On this third Sunday of Advent, are we left hoping for a quick miracle that will solve everything and make it so that we don't look for another? Quick miracles can happen, but they usually don't. Instead of a quick miracle, Jesus told the messengers to go back to John and to tell him to look at all those places where God was already at work. Tell John what you're seeing. Blind people are receiving their sight. Lepers are being cleansed. The deaf are hearing. The poor are having good news told to them. Jesus knew that if John would pay attention to those things, they would be signs for him that would restore his faith. John would make the connection. John would remember what Isaiah had prophesied when he spoke about the Messiah. He would remember that Isaiah has prophesied that the blind would see, that the deaf would hear, that lepers would be cleansed. And when John made that connection, he would know as surely as on that first day when he saw Jesus that he did not need to look for another. He would not be freed from prison, but he would be able to see his prison through new eyes, because he knew that God was indeed at work. Be sure to ask yourself the question, art thou he that should come, or should I look for another? An honest Advent requires that we dwell on that question. Amen.